I think you can't underestimate the importance that teachers attach to their jobs and their ability to reach children. And that's why they get into this, right? None of them were doing it for the money. Mm-hmm. They got into this because they believed in trying to touch young people's lives. And I do remember sort of in the early days of the pandemic when everyone was forced to switch online and everyone was scrambling. And there was this little sort of honeymoon grace period where the same way that we were idolizing healthcare workers, we had this burst of appreciation for teachers and parents mm-hmm. sharing things about, my God, I've had to teach my child at home today, or I've had to, you know, take care of my child at home this entire week. Teachers are angels, and they could also see the teachers working so hard to reach the students virtually. Yeah. And I remember talking to teachers then, and even though it was so hard to reach kids and it was so uncertain and everyone was scared and their jobs had just become exponentially more difficult, they were working these horrible hours, and again, still for bad pay, they were kind of exultant. They felt that they were fulfilling a purpose, and they felt that society appreciated them. And we've just come totally to the opposite position. And that's what I hear when I talk to teachers, is just they feel like parents don't trust them, society doesn't trust them, people are vilifying them, assuming bad intentions, some desire to indoctrinate children. When teachers who went into this job, they went into this to educate. And they just feel that not only is there disrespect, but there's these new laws that make it impossible for them to do their jobs as people scream at them for trying to do their jobs, and they've just had it.
So Hannah, I think that the examples that you're describing here speak to how widespread these feelings are of feeling disrespected among teachers. But I do wonder, like, why are we seeing so many more of these conflicts that have started to drive teachers out of the classroom, make them feel like they don't have the latitude to make decisions and that they don't want to be teachers anymore?
One thing that I've noticed and heard a lot in my reporting since the pandemic is that during the pandemic, parents suddenly gained a lot more visibility into classrooms than they'd ever had before at genuinely any other point in American education, because classes were online and their kids were sitting right there and the parents could see literally over their kids' shoulders and see what the teacher was teaching about and what they were talking about. And I think that's where some of this came from.